Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Keene, in his room on the Thames embankment, turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
When they tried to get rid of Hedy Bergner by running her down with a heavy car, it was like a tremendous weight being lifted from my mind. Digby Mitchell's story had made it look as though Hedy was one of Demetrius's confederates. And I, well, do I have to say it? I'd gone overboard for the girl. Can you understand the relief when I thought that she was on Demetrius's list, too? Yes, and can you understand why I'm coming apart now? Now that I know the truth at last? But to carry on with the dossier, I didn't know it then. I didn't know what was happening at the Red Feathers Club with Sally Jones and Marzotti's two goons, or with Ridgway and Digby Mitchell in their hunt for the strange little fat man from the underground. All I knew was that Cutts had locked me in my room, and I had to make a stand about Hedy Bergner.
Major, I'm not saying she's a crook. I'm not saying she's an accomplice in one murder or two, or the three we know about so far. I'm not saying she wanted Godowski's address so they could stick a knife in his back. And I'm not saying she led Ridgway down the Hyde Park platform so they could push him under a train.
Then what are you saying, Cuts?
That you can't afford to make up your mind about her one way or another, Major. You have to keep your mind open. They could have faked that stunt outside her flat for your special benefit.
The car missed her by a fraction of an inch.
I could have done it and missed by half as much. Stand in the street and I'll take the buttons off your coat at 60 miles an hour.
Yes, everything you say could be right, but...
Well, Major?
Look here. It's possible, it's just barely possible, that Hedy could be working with Demetrius. You could be, I could be, and so could Hedy. But I tell you, she's not.
What makes you so sure?
Well, it's none of your business, Cuts.
Oh, I'm sorry you're taking this attitude, sir. It's just that I don't want to see you make a horrible mistake, that's all. Do you want me any more tonight, sir?
No. Do what you like.
I thought I might pay a call at the Red Feathers Club on my own account.
I said go anywhere. Do anything you like.
That's what I'm doing, sir. I've got an idea. Mr. Marzotti knows a few things he didn't tell us the other night. And it won't do any harm to have a bit of a nose around. We might want to get in there one night without Marzotti knowing. Him being the link, as you might say, between Hedy Bergner and Peter Ridgway.
Cuts, you're wrong about Hedy. I know you are. I'd stake my life on that girl.
But if you're making a bloomer, sir... What other lives will you have staked on her besides your own?
Just exactly whose side are you on, Cuts?
When have you ever looked around and I haven't been there right behind you? Eh, Major King? And I'm right behind you now. Just the same as always. That's why I'm having another look at Marzotti.
Cuts, look here, just a minute.
Good night, Major.
This looks as though it might be it. The lane Ridgway came up. Stairway up to a shuttered window. Top half of a nailed-up door. So that's how Mr. Ridgway got into the Red Feathers Club. But who let him in? Well, just climb up these stairs and have a look. Now, what about you, Sergeant Cutts? What about these shutters? Maybe Pete Ridgway didn't have anyone to let him in. And if he could get in by his blinking self, so ought you. Well, won't do any harm to try. You're supposed to be an expert, aren't you?
Now, maybe you're gonna listen to me, Sally. Frankie and Jelly Boy, they don't mind if they hurt you a little.
No.
They don't mind if they maybe mark you up. Me, it's a different. I say, a girl with a pretty face. It's a too bad if we'll spoil it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Please, please let me go.
You tell us about Peter Ridgway, then we'll let you go.
But I've told you 50 times. I don't know how he got in the club.
I'm getting kind of bored. I'm a-telling you 50 times you're a little liar. Now make up your mind. You're going to tell us why you let Peter Ridgway into this club and where he's to live?
I don't know. I don't.
We think you do. Now you're to tell us. So this time, does the jelly boy get really rough? You let Ridgway in, eh?
No.
You let him in, you know where he's to live.
No.
Look, Sally, I give you one last chance. And then you're not a pretty no more. No. You let Ridgway in the club.
I didn't.
Well, okay. Now it's a jelly boy's turn.
No, please.
She didn't let me in, Marzotti.
You're looking for trouble, mister? Before we throw you out of here?
That's no way to behave, Mr. Marzotti. Unless you want your blokes hurt, you'd better tell them to stand still. That's right.
I know you. You're a cut.
That's right.
How do you get up here?
I've got a spaniel dog at home that'd open those shutters and the window in 5 minutes.
Breaking and entering. That's what you do, eh?
That's right. If you want to call the bogies, Inspector Frayne's a bloke I can recommend. Well? Come on. I'm holding the phone out to you, aren't I? You don't want the police. I didn't think you would. And that's why I'll take the risk of bashing either of you three blokes flat if you move a step with this. Come here, miss. What's your name?
Sally Jones.
Sally. Did they knock you about?
Yes.
Which one?
The fat one.
Do you want to get out of here?
Oh, yes, please. I'll never come near this place again.
Where do you change?
Just along the passage.
I'll give you 5 minutes to get a coat on, then come back here.
All right.
What was it for, Marzotti? Did you think she might have let Pete Ridgway into your rotten dive?
They'd tell us the lock on the shutters couldn't have been worked from outside.
It took me 55 seconds in the dark. Ridgway could have done it quicker. But you still had to take a 20-year-old girl and chop her about. Trio of blooming heroes, aren't you?
Would you be a hero without that gun in your pocket?
When the girl's out of the way, I'll see you without it. That's a promise. Starting with you. You over there, pig face.
Oh, now, you don't have to take this personal.
I'm ready.
Just a minute, miss. Come in here again. Where do you keep your cash, Marzotti?
Oh, now you want the money. You got her some funny ideas.
The girl's leaving. She wants her wages. She's not going without him.
Well, now you take this very personal, Mr. Kutz. Sure, Sally can have her wages. Maybe a little bonus on account of we'll make a mistake.
I don't want your filthy money. Just give me what I'm owed and let me get out of here.
Sure. There she is. 5, 6, 7. Okay?
That right, miss?
Yes, that's right.
Come along, then. I've a car down the street of it. Don't be downhearted, Mr. Marzotti. You'll be seeing me again.
Sapristi. Next time, maybe we arrange a little reception committee. Hand me that phone, Jelly Boy. I think we better have a talk with Dimitri.
Your name's Sally Jones, is it, miss?
Yes. I don't know how to thank you, Mr. Kutz. They called you Kutz, didn't they?
Tommy Kutz it is, miss.
I can't thank you for getting me out of here.
Oh, no trouble, miss. Glad to be of any help. Did they hurt you much?
Oh, not much. But if you hadn't come... Oh, it gives me the shudders.
They thought you'd let someone in the back way, was that it?
Oh, but I didn't. Sure, I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Oh, it's all right, miss. It's nothing to do with me. Where do you live?
Well, if you'll just drop me at the tube station, it'll do.
Oh, no sense in that, miss. Might as well drive you right home.
Oh, but I couldn't put you to so much trouble.
No trouble at all, miss. Which way do we go?
Well, it's 24 Larkspur Street, Knightsbridge. But I don't want to sound ungrateful, Mr. Kutz. But I won't be able to ask you in. It's my My sister, she's ill.
Oh, don't worry about that. Miss, haven't we met somewhere before?
No. No, I don't think so.
You don't remember me from anywhere?
No, I'm sure I haven't seen you before.
Oh, well, I must be mixing you up with someone else then. Round we go. Across Sloan Square's the best way to Knightsbridge, isn't it, miss? Well, here we are, miss. You're home.
Well, good night, Mr. Cutts. And thank you again.
My name's Tommy.
Good night, Tommy, then.
Couldn't meet you again, could I, Sally?
No. No, I'm sorry, Tommy. I wish I could, but I...
That's all right. But if you ever want me for anything, or you have any more trouble with Marzotti, ring Sloan 4444.
Goodbye, Tommy. I won't forget tonight.
Sally Jones, 24 Larkspur Street. The girl in the doorway that night. Not 10 yards from where we lost him. And he hasn't been seen since. She's as nervous as a cat. Someone let Ridgway into the Red Feathers Club. He couldn't have worked that lock on the back window without a blowtorch and a kit of tools. It was Sally, all right. So, there's only one answer to it. I've found Peter Ridgway.
But while Cutts had been stumbling on Ridgway's hiding place, Ridgway and Digby Mitchell had been after their little fat man from the West India Dock Road. And although no one knew who he was, he held the key to the mystery of Demetrius. We were getting closer.
A new character emerges from the shadows in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.